This week marks 3 years since the start of the uprising in Syria that spiraled into civil war. The bloodshed, airstrikes, and chemical attacks have sparked an exodus. More than 2 million Syrians have fled the country for safety. In neighboring Jordan, one refugee camp is now big enough to be the country's fourth largest city. Refugees' dreams for quick return from the Zaatari camp have faded. NPR's Deborah Amos found people seeking solace in normal routines as they settle in for the long term.
On a sunny afternoon in this overcrowded, dusty camp, a group of Syrian girls recite a familiar pledge and hope to change their future.
Oqsim.
Oqsim.
Bi'an abdul.
Bi'an abdul.
Qusara jahdi.
Qusara jahdi.
They promise to serve God and country, to help people at all times, and live by the laws of the Girl Scouts. This troop is in the process of registering with Girl Scouts of America, a first in this camp, says Hannah Vesquez, an American volunteer working with Mercy Corps, a U.S.-based humanitarian group.
We are going to do the Girl Scout music badge, and that actually entails a few different activities. One of them is helping them make their own instrument using straws.
In this desolate place, these weekly meetings are a time to forget the horrors that force these girls to flee Syria with their family. There is music here and singing.
And the third thing is actually a really cool song, which is called Ifna Binat El Kashefa. We are the Girl Scouts, and it's very cool. We do a dance, and all the girls love it.
The song is insistent, along with a thumping march. We want to learn and rise up to fulfill our dreams. Their dreams, of course, are of going home. Fatou Masri, a refugee herself, is also a volunteer in the scout program. She knows the dream is now a long way off.
Look, if it were up to us, we would of course leave today. But finally, one has to deal with one's reality. In that case, we will adapt to staying. And yes, I believe we are staying here for a while.
It's not just the refugees who are adapting to the new timeline. The aid agencies must change too. They know their work is not about a quick fix anymore. They must help prepare Syrians for an exile that could go on for years. A few months ago, a Jordanian aid group started a women's soccer league. Rima Ramunir is the coach. She played for Jordan's national team.
As a goalkeeper.
How many wins?
A lot.
The players are from southern Syria. They wear Islamic headscarves on the field. They are from conservative rural families where soccer was considered something men did. Sports is new for them, says Coach Ramunir.
They didn't know that football is played 11 against 11. Now we're giving them some tactics, and which is good.
They had no sports at all in Syria?
Yeah, they didn't even know how to warm up at the beginning. Some of them didn't know how to run.
It's a new skill for a new life far from home. But Zaatari camp is becoming home. There are now more streetlights, more police patrols, more families have added a front porch to their trailers. Some have built small gardens. Satellite dishes dot the roof lines. A resigned stability is taking hold. Recently, a modern grocery store opened inside the camp. These Syrians come from a culture of small bakeries, vegetable stands, and corner stores.
My name is Nahed Abed. I'm Jordanian. I'm the operation manager of Sultan Center Safeway.
The produce comes from Jordanian farms. The staff is Syrians, refugees, who had to learn new skills to work here, says Abed.
How to merchandise, how to serve the customer, how to talk with the customer. And I think they are smart. They learn fast.
But it will change them. They will be different than when they were.
This is what we are trying, to change them, to move that experience to Syria, inshallah, soon.
But he says he knows soon is not likely. This camp opened in an emergency, has evolved into a city. There's even a mayor, the UN's Kilian Kleinschmidt. He runs Zaatari, and he says his first job was to build a camp. Now the task is to rebuild the people.
I mean, as sad as and tragic it is, but it's an opportunity to invest in the people of Syria while they're in exile.
In exile, they've brought some part of Syria with them. Here at this camp restaurant, the falafel sandwiches sizzle, spiced just like back home. A television is turned on to Syrian news and the latest details of the war. Deborah Amos, NPR News.